will give it to you. Now, many people travel to Iceland or even further north in the hope of seeing the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis. Sometimes that works out. Sometimes cloud makes it impossible. But this weekend, it might, just might, be viewable from Ireland. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland can't contain himself. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So what's different about this weekend, or is it next Monday exactly that you're thinking?
Well, it's a nice, slow-moving event. So all this week, all next week, certainly, and some people even say all of September and all of October, the chance of Northern Lights almost doubles compared to other parts of the year. And in fact, we had a big storm of the aurora nights ago. Of course, it was cloudy in Ireland, but they had incredible views around the rest of the world where skies were clear. And we actually did see an aurora last week. So we've already had two of them. The last week one, by the way, was from Ireland. I got pictures myself. And there's a big sunspot crossing the sun at the moment that should cause more of them in the coming days and weeks. And we have a free alert service for everybody to warn you when it's going to happen.
So what actually happens when these lights appear?
Well, if you're out in the countryside, you always get the best view. Low on the northern horizon, you'll often see the aurora. I mean, I can't remember how many. We've probably had a dozen alerts so far this year. Mostly it's cloudy in Ireland, so we've only had two or three events that have packed Astronomy Ireland magazine with pictures this year. But the sun goes through an 11-year cycle, and we're coming up to the maximum in about a year or two's time, so we're expecting more. And what I saw last week, for instance, was rays on the horizon, a sort of a band of light in the north, and then these rays that would come and go in intensity. They always show up much better on cameras because they can take long exposure photographs. We got some fantastic pictures into the magazine of last week's one. The one on Monday would have been much more spectacular. It was much stronger, would have gone higher up in the sky. There are actually cameras around the world aimed at it. You can watch. I watched one in the Shetlands. They had lovely clear skies. And the picture, the aurora went off the top of the screen on occasions.
Right, and the colours are caused by, is it by something hitting the atmosphere?
Yeah, the sun is a huge steaming nuclear cauldron, 100 times wider than the Earth. And there's hot plasma bubbling up from below, and it can get blocked by the magnetic fields. And that can occasionally cause explosion, typically once a week, that would dwarf the world's entire nuclear arsenal. And that blasts billions of tons of radiation, small atomic particles, which hit the Earth, but we have a magnetic field, and that channels them into the North and the South Pole. So it's always going on. There's always radiation in the sun. A big explosion gives a big burst, and that sort of oval of activity around the North Pole stretches further south, and we see it. Now, the one we saw last week was probably 1,000 kilometers away out over the Atlantic Ocean. When it gets really angry, it can come directly over Ireland and even south of Ireland. They were seeing it, for instance, Monday from as far south as Missouri, 40 degrees north. That's way south of Ireland. We hope for one of those. And maybe once or twice a year, we do get big displays like that. So that's what we're hoping for in the coming weeks.
Right. Okay. So presumably, though, the you know, if you live in Donegal, your chances, and if it's not a really cloudy or raining, your chances are much better of seeing this.
Well, yeah, you'll see a lot of the pictures coming from Donegal and Mayo because they're looking out over the Atlantic Ocean. But Ireland's a fairly small island, so really you should be able to see it from Kerry and Donegal at the same time, especially if it's a strong display, and they're the ones we all want to see. You want to find somewhere you don't have bright lights on the northern horizon. So if you're in a town or a city, try and get out of it. But I've seen them from Dublin suburbs within a kilometer of the city centre, and you can see an aurora from there, you can see it anywhere. So the big displays, everyone sees them. The minor ones, you're better off in the countryside. And, you know, if you want to, as I said, you want to get those predictions for them, we do it on our social media. It's the biggest Irish aurora alert service. Every day we say whether there's going to be one or not, because we have satellites watching the sun hiccuping and sending these bursts of material towards us. We're not expecting one for tonight. In the next hour, we'll post the exact prediction. We will be telling people to see the International Space Station, by the way. Lots of other things coming up, too. But, you know, that we don't know what the prediction for tomorrow will be or the day after. The equinox is on Saturday. And you've got several weeks. And even after that, there'll still be auroras all year round. So do follow us on the social media astronomy.ie, down the bottom you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, follow those every day.
Okay, all right, that sounds fantastic. Now, of course, at the same time you can give these predictions, as there's a lot of sunspot activity, but then that's, if the weather is bad, is that it? You just can't see a thing.
Yep, that's what happened on Monday. Unusual for the whole island to be clouded out, but it was, and we got no reports of any sightings from Ireland. Yep, loads from around the world, but we're really interested in Irish aurora for our magazine.
Yeah.
So just keep watching. The clouds will eventually clear. And don't believe the weather forecast too much. Cloud cover, to be fair to Med Aaron, is the most difficult thing to predict. And the clouds can break unexpectedly. It must be cloudy last night. I popped out for a few minutes and I saw the planet Jupiter, only for a few minutes, and it clouded back in again. So anything can happen. And by the way, there's an eclipse coming up at the end of October. There are evening classes coming up in a couple of weeks' time. There's loads more to do than just the aurora and space stations and everything else.
Okay, so, and but especially for people who live in a town or a city where they see a glow anyway, is there something they should be, you know, will they know, if it happens, will they know it when they see it?
If it's a big display, yes. I remember the one where we had offices on the south side of Dublin, it must be 20 years ago, I'd say, and there was a big explosion of the sun, and as the twilight declined, the sky was pink. We thought, is that the sun? Is that a red sky at night? No, it was actually the aurora. We drove out to the north side of the city, and from Fisborough, if people know Fisborough, you could see the aurora over the rooftops with all the street lights on. And when we got out to the countryside, it was incredible. So you always get a better view in rural locations away from all the street lights. You know, it is a little bit dim, but the bright ones, I've been on four trips I've led to northern Norway in the Arctic Circle, and they're so bright up there. They cast a shadow behind you. We'd love for that to happen in Ireland. We probably only get a display like that once every 10 years. And we have had TV crews out with us filming them, and they've got results from County Meath as good as you'll see on any National Geographic show.
Well, fingers crossed that happens here, though you will, of course, get drunk people going, oh my God, the world's going to end. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland there. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.